And beginning at verse 4, and I'm going to read through chapter 2 to about verse 5. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. You know, all this dark, sinister, spooky, you know, death, gothic type of thing. At the extremity of that, it's just God is a God of light. Amen. And he's not a skull. He's life. Praise God. And if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Lest I forget this thought, and I don't think I would, because I really haven't been here in some time as far as ministry at the pulpit, but you know, there's a place where you live in God where nothing holds you back. I mean, you refuse to let anything or anyone hold you down or hold you back. That if we walk in the light as he is in the light, that's a strong verse. And we have fellowship one with another. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. And if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Now, what are we going to do with that now? Let's read further. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins, the substitute, the one that paid the price for all of our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. If the whole world confessed Jesus tonight, it wouldn't shake heaven at all. I mean, heaven's warehouse wouldn't have to say, where are we going to get some more power, the power of the blood. No, the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. Let me read two more verses. He that saith, I know him and doesn't keep, now keeping his commandments is not the Ten Commandments. That's loving the word, reading the word, and by the grace of God, living a life that is in line with God's word. It's not the Ten Commandments, that doesn't diminish them at all, but you can't be saved by keeping the Ten Commandments or any commandments, but because you know him, you desire to keep his commandments. And whoso keepeth his word, God's word, in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Whoso keepeth God's word, in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Perfected. There's a perfection that's going on inside of you. Folks, this is strong meat. Hereby know that we are in him. If I were to give the little message or teaching a title tonight, it's how to win after sin. How to win after sin. The Word of God has already declared to us that and 1 John, you can use it to win souls, but, you know, Romans really is the road to use in soul winning. Talking to people about all of sin, come short of the glory of God, what God did about it, and if we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth. But this is really written to believers. And 1 John declares if we say we have not sinned, somebody's not telling the truth. Now that puts us in a quandary as faith people and as word people about what does the Bible really say? Well, if any man or any woman is in Christ Jesus, they are new creatures. And this church believes that. Old things have passed away, but watch it. This is something the majority of the church of churches don't see. All things are become new. We are in We're saved instantly, but we're in the becoming process. Becoming more like Jesus. Walking more like Jesus. Doing the works of Jesus. Healing as Jesus healed. Helping as Jesus. You see, we're saved the moment we believe with our heart and confess with our mouth. What about those 312 people that came forward on that super Christmas Sunday? Well, I tell you what, if they prayed the sinner's prayer in faith, believing, if something happens to them, or when it will happen to them, as it will happen to all of us, they'll not go to hell, they'll go to heaven. And we'll meet them one day walking down the streets of gold. Amen. But the Word of God tells us that if we say we've not sinned, that, you know, we're not telling the full story. Now, over in 1 Thessalonians 5, there's something that you need to understand. I'm really telling some secrets behind the scenes here tonight. Amen. They're not secrets. They're in the Word of God. But you need to know. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, right in line with, let rejoice evermore and pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, and quench not the spirit, and despise not prophesying, and prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance. Don't, if you have trouble with alcohol, you don't go to the bar. Gentlemen, if you're having women problems, you don't get around where loose women hang out. You say, well, I'm going to witness, yeah. You better wait a little while. You don't have any business around there. Stay where your strength is. All right. Abstain from all appearance of evil. We'll get off on that. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. What is God's will for you, for me, for all of us? God wants to sanctify us wholly. Right? And I pray, God, that your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And faithful is he that called you, who also will do it. And Paul gets through with that in one more verse there. He said, what did he say? Brethren, pray for us. This mighty man of God said, pray for me. Because he was still in this earth suit. Now you say, "What? Where are you going with that?" All right. When you're born again, the real you is on the inside. I mean, no difference what color your skin is or where you come from or whatever. Inside of you is your spirit. And that's the real you. That's what's going to live on as long as God lives. And when people are born again, their spirit man or their spirit person is made brand new. And I don't have time to teach this whole thing. I'm just kind of putting some things out there. But here's the problem. Your mind and your body are still under construction. So why do I need to read my Bible? Why do I need to pray? Why do I need to come to the house of God? Why do I need to fellowship with other believers? Because we need the help and the strength of the body of Christ. I mean, I've just seen people come to new life going out and witnessing and, you know, just going out and doing something to help people. And that's one of the great things that a New Testament church provides. When I'm born again, my spirit is brand new. Now, you know, there's some people say, well, you know, you got it and you can't lose it even if you never had it. Well, so. And then you got your classic Pentecostals that you backslide 20 times a day. And that'll make you a nervous wreck. I mean, as a kid, I couldn't tell you when I was on, when I was off. I mean, I knew what felt good and what didn't feel good, but you know, some people are so into the Word that they just space cadets. And there's other people say, I've got it, whether they have it or not. You are a spirit. But what we work on, what God works on, what revival. Now see, we've had some strong altar calls. But here's what you need to know. Here's how to win after sin. After you deal with sin. After you deal with something in your life. After you deal with a besetting sin or a habit or some weakness in your life. Then it's time to rise up from the dust and let's get on with our life. Amen. Am I making it plain tonight? I'm just reaching out with the pastor's heart, giving some pastoral teaching tonight. I mean, if you never know when you're saved, when you're not saved, you'll be a mess. You'll be a nervous wreck. You never know when you're on, never know when you're off. Anyone that's in Christ Jesus is a new creation. Oh, God, help me to teach this. I mean, this is one of the strongest truths that needs to be revealed among Baptist folks and Pentecostal folks and charismatic folks. We need to understand that we are a tri-being. And when we're born again, our spirit person is made brand new. And then that's, you know, the more we cooperate with God, the more we grow. But what's under construction is your thought life and your mind. And like a child who can be so easily diverted. I mean, there was an explosion in our house a while ago. And lo and behold, two great-grands walked in. Life was different. And there was hiding here and boo here. And man, I mean, I thought, what happened to this quiet house? But their attention is so easily diverted. Ben got so fired up, he ran into our bathtub. And we've got a big old spa kind of bathtub. And I heard a splash and I looked around. He was wet as a fish, you know. He was a little shaken, but he was unhurt. He just couldn't believe this happened in great-granddaddy's house. You know, I hadn't let the water out fully after I got through with the bath there. But what I'm saying is their attention can be so easily diverted. I mean, boom, the door opens and here they come. And I mean, life is different automatically. Well, you know, thank God when we're born again, thank God for being born again. But you know, just because you're born again doesn't mean that you're not subject to temptations. It doesn't mean that Satan will not try to work on your own. That's why you don't need to hang out where you used to hang out or get around where you used to be. There's some strength that occurs in your life. Because Satan will try to work on your former weaknesses, your former sins. You say, how do you know? Because I still have a good memory. Yeah, and he'll try to tempt you in your thought realm. He'll try to tempt in your body. You know, this body wants to eat too little or too much, sleep too much or not enough. I mean, this body wants to consume sometimes things that aren't, I mean, you know, for those that have problems with. And one night, let me tell you, there was a night here. I saw people I've never seen before. And I saw in the spirit, I saw people's faces that came forward when Evangelist Dwight Thomas was talking about addiction. There were some people that got set free here the other night from stuff that you'll probably never know about until eternity. And we haven't seen them before. We may never see them again. I don't know why would they come if there were problems in their life, but the Spirit of God obviously brought them. See, God does different things at different times. And that night was just as special as another night when people were coming to the Lord. Because people coming to the Lord need to have the continued help of God, lest they get led astray back where they were. You know, a church has an ongoing job. You have to be a general practitioner to be a pastor. You really do. You can't just specialize in one thing. But when I'm on this platform, my spirit is going a million miles an hour. And I'm saying, Holy Ghost, what are you saying? For what I understand of it, doesn't mean I do everything perfect. But you know, my vision of a service is that the will of God be accomplished in that particular service. And I'm very sensitive to songs. I'm very sensitive to hymns. I'm very sensitive to the right thing being sung in the right way at the right time. I'm finicky about that because I know the power of that. I've just been doing this 58 years, you know. I ought to know something by now. And I study things very closely in my spirit when I was beginning in the ministry, and I still do. Amen. I still do. And I want every service to be what God wants it to be. Some people judge a service only by the noise or only by the silence or only by the motion or the movement or what. It's what God wants in that service and what God wants to do in people's lives. And if God helps one person here tonight, that's the way God thinks. If one person can be helped by what's being said, then God says this whole night's worthwhile. I remember one night stands and one night ministries and one night things that were life and have been life changing to me. Something was said, something was done, something penetrated me that began to change my life. It's more than just going to hear the preacher, man, getting all happy and going home, you know. This is real. Salvation is real. The Holy Ghost is real. Tongues is real. Miracles are real. Deliverance is real. The other night there was a manifestation here. Thank God the Giggers took care of it. I have no problem with genuine things being taken care of in genuine ways. That's the way we ought to be ready to spring on that. And it shouldn't be that big a deal. We do it. We do it. Praise God, we do it. Hallelujah. But what I'm saying is, we all have sinned. And I hate to burst your bubble, but you know, you can miss it again. And we see it all the time. I ask staff, what have you seen so-and-so? And sometimes I have to just, my scanner is, I don't see everything, thank God. Some people think I operate in the gifts 24 hours a day. You better be glad I don't. I couldn't handle it. I got to sleep at night. But I watch people. I watch who's here. I watch who's not here. I watch who's out and who it's a miracle they're here. And if they're not here, then that means there's something that needs to be. You know, we need to be sensitive, church. When you see somebody out, call them in God's love. You don't have to call them condemning or call them. Hey, what's going on, man? Miss seeing you, you know. Just help me, pastor. That's the way it goes. Praise God. Just help me. I was talking to someone there, and they said, well, I noticed something for quite a while. I said, my Lord God, why didn't you open your mouth? Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you alert me so that if I can't, somebody in the church can help? I want to help people. I want this church to help people. We don't want to just get them born again. Yes, that's number one. But we want to see people set free. We want to see people delivered from bondages and habits and thought patterns and bad habits and things that they've been a part of through the years. Because just as surely as they came to be born again, if they don't walk in the freedom of God, they're going to be back in the tar pit and they're going to be back into problems in their life. They'll be back into sin. You see, he said that your joy may be full. In the same chapter when he said that there's sin, if you say you haven't sinned, you know, you're not telling the truth. He said, the reason I'm writing this is that your joy may be full. God wants you to be a happy believer. God wants this to be a happy church. God wants us to be full of the joy of the Lord. That's God's desire. Because sin is a joy and victory thief. Sin is a thief of your victory and a thief of your joy. Sin will make you sick. I don't mean that everybody that's sick has been sinning. That's not what I'm saying. But I mean, have you ever been sin sick? I have. I mean, it's a terrible feeling when you feel, you know, sin is no win. But when you've been off doing the wrong thing, or you've been a part of people that aren't right, and you've been a part of a mess, I tell you, sin will make you sick, and sin will keep you sick, and sin will make others around you sick. Amen? That's why sin is no win. Praise God, I want to be a righteous influence. In Psalms 32, I believe we're making very good progress for the time we have. What I'm saying is salvation is real. But just because you're born again doesn't mean that you're perfect or that I'm perfect. We're a work in progress. I said we're a work in progress. But Psalms 32 said, blessed is he. So here's what happens. Here's what you need to do. When you miss it, don't run away from church. Run to church. Run to Jesus first. You understand what I'm saying? But get yourself back in the house of God. We had a young man delivered from the homosexual way of life. And his mother died with cancer. And he got so bummed out, he went back to the Dallas community. The night he went back was the night that AIDS entered his life. When he found that out, he came to Joy and I because he really respected us and looked to us. And he told us what had happened. He said, I'll never come back to Calvary again. He said, I don't want to embarrass you and Sister Joy. Or he called her Joy. I said, you won't embarrass us. In fact, you'll sit on the front row with Joy. Because, see, he'd made things right with God. He said, I've sinned, I've made a mistake, and I wished I could tell you he lived, but he didn't live. But I'll tell you one thing, he came to church, and he knew he was welcome, and he knew he was loved, and we showed him love. Have you ever seen anybody die with AIDS? Has anybody ever seen anybody die with AIDS? All right, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let me tell you, all right, 6, 7. If you've ever seen, and I'm not going to stay there because I don't want to stay there, but I'll tell you, it makes me so mad. The devil, that lying outfit. Anyway, but you know, even though in that state of physical, you know, his body has fallen apart, thank God he knew Jesus. Thank God he knew Jesus. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. Verse 5, I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgression unto the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Hallelujah. Oh, it's just so good. I don't have time to read all of it. But here's the thing. Born-again believers can and do miss it. Born-again believers can and do miss it. But that's where we need to know who we are in Christ. That's why we push Bible school so hard. Until you know, I mean, there's people that have attended this church for the longest time. They still don't really know who they are in Christ. So it's kind of who they're with, who got to them last. What's happening is who talked to them last, or who they fellowship with. They don't realize. Until you know who you are in Christ and the power you have in Christ, the wind can blow you either way. But when you know the power of God, you can miss it. You will miss it in certain ways, in lesser ways as time goes by. Praise God. Because, you know, gossip is sin. I've come to the place that liquor and drugs aren't some of the worst things. I mean, a spirit of offense will mess your life up. Amen? I mean, they tear churches up every day. Division, spirits of strife and division. My. But you see, here's the thing. You can and will sin, but when you sin, you don't stay there. The worst sin is to do it and to wallow in it and stay there. I mean, the minute, if you're full of the Holy Ghost, you say, how can you sin and be full of the Ghost? Don't get me on that trail right now. But I'm telling you, if you miss it, there'll be an alarm that will go off in you. The other night, I was at home, and we'd had a chimney sweep come in, clean our chimney out. And it's good to do that every once in a while, and I love a wood fire. Well, he forgot to open the flute or whatever it is on the chimney. So I went in to the room there, and I was going to sit down and just have, I was going to pray in the Spirit for an hour or two. And I had my Bible, and I got a good fire going, and I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, and I looked over at the fireplace, and smoke was just billowing out. I thought, oh, Lord, 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 help me, Lord. And so I went and grabbed some water and finally got the fire out and went and the nurse with the daughter. I said, get ready. And about that time, the alarms went off. And we had every door in the house open. It's cold outside. And I didn't get that hour to pray in the Spirit. I took 2 hours trying to get the smoke out of the house. Well, I'll tell you, sin will smoke up your house. Amen. Sin will smoke up your house. But you know, if you'll just ask the Lord, he'll forgive you and run as fast as your feet can go to the things of God. Are we getting anything out of the Word now? How many say, my spirit is brand new, but my mind and my body are still under construction? All right. All right. But the Bible said, let's real quickly flip back here to 1 John, get there. And I'm not going to take a long time with this, but I believe we're making some progress here tonight. 1 John 1:9, we've already read, if we confess our sin or sins, he is what? Faithful, and he's just That means he'll do it, and he'll do it every time. To forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. If we confess our sins, hallelujah, he's faithful and he's just to forgive us. And you know, if you'll just acquire that little habit of every time you feel like you, I don't mean condemnation and run around a nervous wreck, but every time you feel like you've missed, you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just commit myself to the blood of Jesus. Thank God the blood's on the doorpost of my heart. Hallelujah. Sin will not find a home and a place to live. I'm not going to rent space to any sin in my life. I'm not going to rent my mind to any sin. Amen. Are we tracking, saints? Are we tracking? Hallelujah. This will keep you free. Get free and stay free. You say, well, how do we do that? Well, believe the word only. Don't believe how you feel. Man, I'll tell you, every day you don't have that over the hill feeling or over the windmill feeling, as the old timer said. But believe the word only. Speak the word. How did Jesus defeat the devil in the wilderness? He said, Satan, it is written. You can defeat him every day. The word says, sin shall not have dominion over me. I like what one of our men, he gave me a little plaque. It said, sin knocked at the door. I sent Jesus. And no one was there. Hallelujah. Speak the word only. It is written. Obey the word. Be an obedient doer of the word. And you know, this last year, I've talked to some people. Said, well, just show me in the word. Let me tell you something. If you have the Spirit of God in you, you don't know what you should do and what you... I mean, the word's plain on what you should do and shouldn't do. But, you know, there are some gray zones. But, you know, if you're always on the edge, you're going to stay a mess. God, everything in the garden, you can have it. It's yours. It's yours. Don't touch that tree. And we've been in a mess ever since then. Sin entered the world. Sin's not worth messing with. It'll mess with your mind. It'll mess with your marriage. Sin will destroy your business. Sin will steal, kill, and destroy. It may taste good for a moment, but oh, dear God. It may look good for a moment. It may feel good. Ooh, it feels so good. Yeah, I wouldn't lie and tell you sin doesn't feel good. There are sins that feel good, but you haven't read the last chapter in the book. Haven't read the last chapter. So you see, we believe the word only. All right, so I've missed it. So I said, Lord, blew it again. Instead of saying, well, I'm not going back to church. I guess it's all over. I guess it's all. No, you just say, out, Satan, get out of here. Father, in the name of Jesus, just cover me with the blood. Praise God. I'm not going to let Satan destroy me or hinder me or hurt me. Hallelujah. Straight ahead. Straight ahead. Hey, I'm preaching better than you're saying amen here now. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. But see, here's what the church needs to know when we have so many people getting saved around us. You need to know how to stay on track yourself. You know, just like Brother Tom said, he said, I go a lot of places. He said, half the church gets saved. Well, somebody needs to have been preaching something else before they got there. Amen. You can miss it. I can miss it, but I'm not going to stay there. Well, praise God. I'm just about through with this message. And now walk in faith and in victory. And 1 John 5:4 said, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Thank God for grace. Thank God for faith. Thank God for mercy. Rewrote my name. Hallelujah. This is the victory. Hallelujah. There are people all over this metroplex. The biggest revival could well be in the metroplex that people that once had a real fiery, on fire experience with God got mad or offended or hurt or let down about something, and I ain't going back to nobody's church, and I ain't going to trust no preachers, and yada yada. Instead of being full of the King of Kings, they're full of Bud and Jack and a few others over the weekend. I mean, what a revival it would be. People that used to live for God, used to win souls, used to go out and knock doors, used to drive buses, used to go to revival, used to be a part of everything God's doing. But now they just don't go to anybody's church. They can tell you everything. There's a lot. You say, I know things that are wrong with this church. I've got a longer list than you do, honey. But I'm not going to quit pastoring and pacify the devil. I'm not going to quit. We're not perfect, but I'm not going to quit. You're not perfect, but I'm not going to quit. Praise God, we're going to keep on and walk in victory. Amen. Praise God. It's the way I was raised. And I didn't follow through with everything I was raised to do in the right, but I tell you, my parents taught me, go to church. Go to church. Go to church when you feel like it. Go to church. Or leave. Know where you're supposed to go to church and get with the project and do it. Just show up. Keep on showing up. No matter if your best friend gets offended, that's their problem. Don't make it yours. A borrowed spirit of offense is worse than your own personal offense because you got yours and somebody else's monkey on your back. Do you know what they did to so-and-so? That's none of your business. That's none of your business. Satan's trying to make that your business. Maybe something shouldn't have happened. Maybe it's something you heard. There was somebody left this church. They heard. I tried to call. I don't do that. I don't have time to chase ambulances anymore. But I tried to call that man 5 times because I knew somebody had lied like a dog to him about something that happened. I mean, it was a lie. And he was rude. He wouldn't even return the call. Man had been in our church for 30 years. If you don't know me, honey, by 30 years, you're getting a little dumb. You listen to me 30 years, you'll know me backwards and forward. You know who we are. You know where we're coming from. You know our integrity. You know our character. You know that we purpose to do the, not perfect, but we purpose to do the, but they heard. Only on what they heard. And so they attend where a pastor's got an alcohol and a woman problem. So, you know, that's a little strange, isn't it? You say, how do you know? I know some things. Don't know everything, but I know something. So, you know, there's some things worse than me. Strike that from the tape. I had a human moment. I'm sorry. I do pretty good most of the time, but I just heard. I heard. Man, I hear things all the time. I don't live by what I hear. I live by what I believe. I live by the Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'll tell you, there's some pastors can't pastor a church because of their wife. I thank God gave me a good wife. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. She's quiet. You know, she won't run over you. She won't get into your business. But I tell you what, she'll love you and she'll pray for you. And that's the way it ought to be. Okay, praise God. So this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. The greatest sin is to sin and stay there and wallow in it. And not ask the Lord to cover you the blood and get back up and go. Hallelujah. You know, really, in the beginning of this church, I mean, we had so many diversity of personalities. And, you know, when things are smaller, you have more time to do some things. Boy, I've gone into bars. I've gone into clubs. I've gone in where somebody's on drugs. I've gotten into husband and wife fights. That's one you don't want to get into. Oh, that's bad. I mean, I've waded in where demons fear to go almost. To help somebody. I'd hear somebody's going through something or something was happening. Man, I'd be in my car and I saw what kind of car they drove on the parking lot. So I'd scour the neighborhood until I found their house. Pastor, what are you doing here? Oh, okay. You hear paper shuffling back there and bottles disappearing and things happening. And you go there to love people. You go there because you love people. Amen. You go into unpleasant situations. I've gone into bars and virtually pulled people out of them. I don't have time to do that anymore. That's for younger bucks to do now. You know, I've gone in some very strange situations just because I loved people. And I said, man, you don't belong here. We're going home to your wife. We're going to get this thing straightened out. Oh, Pastor, thank God, thank God. We went home and had a prayer meeting. And they was in church for years. I've seen God do some real miracles. Hallelujah. All right. Spirit man's brand new. But guess what? Your mind and your body is under construction. But guess what? This is the victory that overcometh the world. And if you'll just let God do a work of grace in you, you look in the mirror one day and you say, that's not me. Woo, who is that I'm looking at? Because you'll see the glory of God and the maturity of God and the forgiveness of God. And you'll see somebody that instead of somebody having to pull them out of a hole all the time, thank God you're walking in the victory that overcometh the world. Even if they stand to your feet, if you will. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 You see, you're giving people a license to sin. No, they'll sin without a license. I'm not giving anybody a free ride either, but I'm just explaining some things to you. You said, boy, I wished I was your age and passed along as you have it. I wouldn't have any temptations. Honey, what planet did you fall out of? Some people think I'm never tempted. You're crazy. Amen. I'm a human being. But you know what? I've made my decision. And I've made up my mind. I'm going to serve Jesus. Jesus, to me, is better than anything, anyone, any object, any silver, any gold. It's kind of like the old song that I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Folks, Jesus is coming soon. And you know, it deeply, I just can't stay there long, but to think of people that one time I've had such a red-hot, valid experience with God, and they got with some old gossiper or some old troublemaker or some strife monger in the church, and now they're both, you know, like the person ready to jump off the bridge, and the guy went out to talk him out of it, and after he talked to the guy, they both jumped. Hey, that may sound comical, but that's exactly what happens. There's people that go out that ought to bring change back, but they join their spirits with somebody else. You know, for me, I've had to let a lot of minister friends go, because I'm not going back. I'm not going left. I'm not going right. I'm going straight ahead, right down the road. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So I know some pastor that's failed. I know more pastors than you do that have failed. I know some deacon. Oh, I know more than you do. I mean, I probably do. Maybe not. Maybe not. But I want everyone to just say, you know, Pastor, I appreciate the message. Now, see, what I'm trying to do is not say sin. The Bible said don't sin. And if you love God when you sin, just like that smoke detector went off in our house, there'll be a Holy Ghost smoke detector inside you that said, no, 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 no. Call upon God. Let him help you. And let's just kind of close out tonight with a believer's strength. Just come forward and just say, God, pour Holy Ghost glue in my heart. Hallelujah. They used to advertise that glue that one drop of it would lift an elephant. I don't know where that glue went, but I don't see it. But I'll tell you, one drop of the blood of Jesus. Ooh. Oh, hallelujah. We've come through a busy Christmas season, Thanksgiving season, New Year's season. We're getting ready now for 2013. Purpose in your heart. No one's going to get me off track. If my best friend is off track, that's their problem. I'm not going to make it mine. I've lost some best, but how can you lose a friend you never had? And if they're not a Jesus Holy Ghost friend, you're on slippery ground, you're on black ice anyway. I'm going to serve God. I'm going to serve God. I'm not going back. I'm not turning back. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep the faith in the name of Jesus. I'm going to finish with victory. I'm going to finish with joy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm not going back. I'm not turning back. Hallelujah. I refuse to be discouraged for long. I refuse to be discouraged for long. It'll hit me every once in a while, but I don't stay there. How many believe you got it tonight? Yeah? Listen to me. You believe you got it? Wes, you got it? Got it, man? Got it? Yeah. There it go. Hallelujah. The easiest place in the world to get offended is not in the world, but in the church. I'm giving you some pearls of wisdom tonight. Easiest place in the world to get offended is not down at Joe's bar or at Billy Bob's nightclub. It could be at Brother Bob's church. But just don't join your spirit to that. Say, honey, let's pray about it. Oh, have you heard the latest? Well, let's pray about it. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for him. Let's pray for her. Oh, well, they just must need our prayers. Hallelujah. I want you to lift both hands and just shout the victory. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. 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 We lift up holy hands without wrath. And God, we're going to serve you, and we're going to serve your Son, and we're going to obey the Holy Ghost. And we're going into 2013 with a victory stronger than ever before. Let's just be sure of that. Just pray this out, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you with all sincerity of heart, forgive any unconfessed, unforgiven sin in my life. Wash me in your blood. Pour in your strength. Pour in your power. Help me now to be the person I desire to be through the power of the blood of Jesus. I'm not going back. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to be discouraged. I'm going all the way in Jesus' name. Woo! Shout the shout of victory, saints. Hallelujah. Shout the shout of victory.